This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. With the holiday winding down, it's time to look ahead to the new year, when more than a million American workers will become eligible for overtime pay. On January 1st, the Labor Department's new salary threshold for overtime kicks in. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports the rules have been a long time coming.
Many workers are entitled to overtime pay when they work more than 40 hours a week. But salaried workers with managerial or professional responsibilities can be required to work extra hours without extra pay, says Heidi Scheerholtz at the Economic Policy Institute.
So frontline supervisors of retail workers, fast food workers, they can still spend a lot of their time just working side by side with the workers that they manage and can be asked to work 10, 20, 30 hours of overtime a week for no additional pay.
Under the new salary threshold, employers will have to pay overtime to any manager making less than $35,568 a year. The Obama administration would have raised that to about $47,500.
Workers will earn $1.4 billion less per year under the Trump rule just because there's fewer workers that are going to get overtime protections.
The Trump administration plan will be easier to comply with, says employment lawyer Ryan Glasgow at Hunton Andrews Kurth.
I mean, I think for the most part, most employers view this as a reasonable salary level.
Employers have a few choices now. They can raise manager salaries above the new threshold or track those managers' hours and pay overtime, which can be tricky for morale, says HR attorney Shannon Farmer at Ballard Spahr.
Particularly those people who do have, you know, more administrative or professional jobs, and now they're being treated equivalent to an hourly worker.
Those employees now paid by the hour will have to track all their work time, even when they do email at night or on weekends, as the job never really ends in a digital age. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.